Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Masechta Brachos is Daf Samach Dalad, the final Daf in the Masechta. Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Yom Chasdo. That's a great day. We're completing the entire Masechta with Simanim from beginning to end, and we'll talk more about that in the coaching video. But now we're going to focus on the 3 points of the Daf, and then the final sim we're going to use for the Masechta. So here we go. Number one, when the Rabbanan and Bava were looking for new leadership in the academy, they asked the Rabbanan and the Eretz Yisrael, which type of leader is preferred? A Sinai? One who has a lot of breadth in learning, or one who can uproot mountains with his sharp analysis and Ochre Harim. The choice was between Rabbi Yosef, who was the Sinai, and Rabbah, who was the Ochre Harim. And the Rabbanan answered that the Sinai takes precedence because his encyclopedic knowledge will enable him to easily discover the solutions to most problems. Rabbi Yosef, in the end, though, did not accept the position, as the Gemara explains, and only became head of the academy 22 years later after Rabbah's death. Point number two, Rabbi Levi Urchiah said, the one who leaves the basic Knesset and immediately enters the Beis Hamikdash to learn will merit to greet the Pnei Shechina, the face of the Shechina, as it says, Yelchum Echayel Echayel, Yerael Elkim B'Tzion. Go from multitude to multitude, appear before Hashem in Zion, and the multitudes in the Pasuk are referring to those gathered in shuls and those gathered in Bati Midrashim. Now, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav that the Pasuk is referring to Talmidei Chachamim, who have no rest in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba, and the multitudes in the Pasuk are referring to the Bati Midrashim in Olam Haba, where the Talmidei Chachamim will continue to climb from one level to the next level, forever increasing their understanding. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar said, in the name of Chinina, Talmidei Chachamim increased the peace in the world, as it says, V'kol b'nayich u'mudi Hashem, Rav Shom b'nayich, and all your sons will be disciples of Hashem, and abundant will be the peace of your sons. And he says, don't read it as your sons, b'nayich, but bonayich, your builders. And the Pasuk is teaching that it is the Talmidei Chachamim that build the world with their Torah, which results in peace in the world. So once again, the 3 points we're focusing on. When the Rabbanan and Bava were looking for new leadership in the academy, they asked the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, which type of leader is preferred? A Sinai, one who has a lot of breadth and learning, or one who's an Ochre Harim, one who can uproot mountains with his sharp analysis. And the answer was that they should choose the Sinai because his encyclopedic knowledge will enable him to easily discover the solutions to most problems. Point number two, Rabbi Levi Bar Chiya said that the one who leaves the Beis Knesset and immediately enters the Beis Hamikdash to learn will merit to greet the Pnei Shechina, as it says, Yelchum Echayel Echayel, Yerael Elkim B'Tzion, and the multitudes are referring to those gathered in shuls and those gathered in the Bat Midrashim. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said, in the name of Rav, that the Pasuk is referring to Talmidei Chachamim, who have no rest in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba, the multitudes in the Pasuk referring to the Bat Midrashim in Olam Haba, where Talmidei Chachamim will continue to climb from one level to the next, forever increasing their understanding. And finally, the well-known Maimer, Rabbi Elazar, said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim increased the peace in the world, as it says, V'chol b'nayich u'mudei Hashem, Rav Shom b'nayich, and all your sons will be disciples of Hashem, and abundant will be the peace of your sons. Don't read it as b'nayich, your sons, el bonayich, your builders. And the Pasuk is teaching that it is the Talmidei Chachamim that build the world with the Torah, which results in the peace of the world. Salik Masechus Brachas. All right, so now we go to our Simon. This is the final day in the Zichru Adar Choose the Simon contest. I want to thank everybody for participating from around the world with great, funny, creative Simani, many culturally based. So thank you so much for participating. And now we're going to go to the final Simon for Samach Dalad in the Masechta. The suggestion that came in most, which I think we're just wise to use, is going to be Sod, secret. Sod is secret. I didn't want to use sad, especially at the end of the Masechta. That's not the way you finish the Masechta. It was sad, so we can knock out sad. We're going to go with secret. Although sad was another one that came in a lot. Sad clown. Okay, but here we go. Sod and secret, Samach Dalad. The Daf Yomi learners secretly reviewed their encyclopedic knowledge of Masechus Brachas as they left the basic in SS and immediately entered the Beis Hamikdash to learn, going from one level to the next, as they learned from Talmidei Chachamim, who bring peace to the world. Once again, in slow motion. The Daf Yomi learners secretly, that reminds us we're on Daf Samach Dalad. The Daf Yomi learners secretly reviewed their encyclopedic knowledge of Masechus Brachas. That reminds us when the rabbis in Bava were looking for new leadership in the academy, they asked the Rabbanan Eretz Yisrael, which of the leaders preferred? A Sinai, who has a lot of breadth and learning, that would be Rabbi Yosef, or one who can uproot mountains with his sharp analysis at Ochre Harim. The choice between Rabbi Yosef, and who was the Sinai, and Rabbi, who was the Ochre Harim, the rabbis answered that the Sinai takes precedence because his encyclopedic knowledge will enable him to easily discover the solution to most problems. So the Daf Yomi learners secretly reviewed their encyclopedic knowledge of Masechus Brachas as they left the basic in SS and immediately entered the basement to learn, which reminds us that Barachiah said that one who leaves the Beis Knesset and immediately enters the Beis Midrash to learn will merit to greet the Pnei Shechina, the face of the Shechina, as it says, Yelchu Mechayel, Chayel, Yerael, Elkim, but Zion, go from multitude to multitude, appear before Hashem in Zion, and the multitude is referring to those gathered in the shuls and those gathered in the Bat Midrashim. Going from one level to the next, which reminds us, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said that the Pasuk is referring to Talmid Chachamim, who have no rest in Olam HaZeh, Olam Haba, and the multitudes in the Pasuk of Yelchum Elchayel Elchayel are referring to the Bat Midrashim in Olam Haba, where Talmid Chachamim will continue to climb from one level to the next for ever-increasing understanding, as they learn from Talmid Chachamim, who bring peace to the world, which is the famous mimer Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Talmid Chachamim increase the peace in the world, as it says, Kol Banayich Umudei Hashem, Rab Shalom Benayich, and all your sons will be disciples of Hashem, and abundant will be the peace of your sons. Do not read it as Banayich, your sons, but your builders, Bonayich. And the Pasuk is teaching that it is the Talmid Chachamim that build the world with their Torah, which results in peace in the world. So once again, the Daf Yomi learners secretly reviewed their encyclopedic knowledge of Maseches Brachas as they left the Beis Knesset and immediately entered the Beis Midrash to learn, going from one level to the next, as they learned from Talmid Chachamim, who bring peace to the world. Hadr Nolach, Maseches Brachas. So mazel tov, everybody, for taking part in Zikru. We'll talk more about the accomplishment and what's happened as a result of all your participation. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zikru, wishing you a great day and great learning and a wonderful Shabbos.